Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the day after the day before, which the day before was Christmas. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working tonight on the Third Watch, and I know there's a bunch of people that are working, especially our snowplow drivers in the areas where you are getting just absolutely inundated with feet of snow, especially in the Sierra Nevadas and the Rockies and the upper Midwest. You're getting plenty of snow and plenty of wind. We'll get into all that in a minute. But thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to the over-the-road truck drivers, please be careful tonight, because we're going to take to you to begin with and tell you what we know is going on in just a second. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, let's go over to the telephone line and let's bring in the guy from California that gets it all done out there, the professor of politics. He's outnumbered. He's a conservative and a liberal bastion out there. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yes, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year coming up. And it's 69 degrees here right now, Kyle, and it's partly cloudy. I'm pretty sure it's a little colder where you're at.
Yeah, 46 degrees right now.
How much?
46.
Okay, and that's nothing compared to what we'll be talking about in a minute.
That's right.
All right, let's say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got us a mess weather. We're going to get into it for the truckers to try to help them out a little bit tonight. The Northern Plains, I-90, I-94, you've got snow. The further north you go, up through the Twin Cities and across North Dakota, you've got a major snowstorm in the offing. I'm going to give you a little report from Minneapolis-St. Paul here in a minute from our friend George up there. You've got bad weather out in the passes, the mountain passes, especially Donner. Kyle will tell you about that in a minute. We have the other mountain passes out there in California, in Oregon, as well as Cabbage. Bad news tonight there. And we've even got snow down in the low parts of the country. If you were watching the Seattle football game yesterday, you know what I mean. Okay, this is from George in Minneapolis, Kyle. He says, slippery up here. Saw a jackknife on the way here on 35E South. There's another one just happened, 35W South, just before County Route 42 overpass here in Burnsville, Minnesota. Tell these guys to forget about their cruise control up here. Apparently, somebody's riding around with a cruise control on. That's stupid when it's icy out. But anyway, temperature is 28 to 30 degrees right now. 28 to 30 degrees, sorry, right now, with rain and sleet coming down on top of the snow. The wind and plows are move the snow off the road. The rain comes down and freezing to the pavement. This is the kind of freezing action that easily gives one the impression the pavement is dry. It freezes that quick. However, at this point, plowed surfaces are way more slippery and iced over than the snow-covered roads. That's from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. What's going on where you're at there, Kyle?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, well, you mentioned in Seattle they had snow. Now,
they
of
did.
Course, you can play football in snow, but it's very rare to see snow at Lumen Field there in Seattle, Washington, where they had to clear the snow away on Sunday prior to the game. Also, snow at ground level, we understand, for Portland, Oregon. But, Captain, you mentioned the passes. Let's give a quick rundown there.
Yeah.
Donner Pass, as you mentioned, on long I-80 coming out of Reno, Nevada, if you're heading into California, 16 degrees right now. You've got 2 to 3 feet of snow coming in through tonight and tomorrow night. So you
on top of the feet they already had.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Cabbage Hill on I-84 registering 25 degrees right now. Snow flurries are being reported right now, but it's black ice, Captain. That's what we're getting a report of right now. So if you're heading through that direction, you got to be really, really aware of that. 4th of July pass up on I-90, 21 degrees right now, and, of course, snow is forecast for Monday. And then also snow on Monday, it looks like, in Cajon Pass out west here in California along mm-hmm. I-15. If you're heading to or from Nevada, coming to or from California, 42 degrees right now, snow on Monday, also later in the week, because we've got these two big storm systems coming through, one on Monday and one again basically on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And also watch out for the high winds in the high deserts out there in California.
Yeah, we've got 50 to 60 mile an hour winds, by the way, reported up on top of Donner right now, and that's never good for any reason.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And so these, and that can whip things up into like blizzard conditions pretty easily.
Yeah, and good morning to everybody in the chat room. Cousin Vinny's chiming in. Sony's chiming in. Wally's chiming in. Let's see, there's a couple more people chiming in, but I haven't been able to catch everybody. But we'll mention everybody here after a little while. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be a busy night. And we haven't even started on the news yet. Wait till we come back and tell you about Omicron, the Cronster. Wait till we tell you about that.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And thanks very much, folks, for tuning in on this Monday morning. A very important day indeed. People start to get back to work. Some people have the day off still because it's a long weekend for them. Now, I will tell you that our friends at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company, bring you this portion of the program. And they want to let you know that they are so happy and so thrilled with all the support they got from you folks through the course of the year and during Christmas. Now, they're there still to serve you. No problem at all. Remember, you get a 60-day return on what you get. MyPillow.com. Go over there. Check out all the different great items they've got on that homepage. And it'll say, with your promo code, the prices, so-and-so and such and such. Well, the promo code will always be the word Captain. Now, you can go over to the Radio Listeners Specials page, too. And when you go over there, you'll see well over 100 items. Some of them marked down as much as 75%. And again, to get the special price, the promo code is Captain. Or you can even call them on the phone at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Call that number, use the promo code Captain, and you're in Lake Flynn. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Check them out, see what they got. They might have something that you forgot about at Christmas time. And by the way, I'll go over here to Kyle. By the way, Kyle, a lot of people now have birthdays and anniversaries, and there's all sorts of stuff that goes on between now and New Year's.
Well, there sure is, Captain, and definitely use that promo code Captain, and especially if maybe you got a gift card or something for Christmas, that's a great place to spend it.
Yep. Yep, and of course you can get a gift card over there too, by the way.
That's right.
And give it to somebody that might have a birthday or whatnot. All right, well, let's talk about the airlines because, well, thousands of flights, again, canceled. More than 2,100 flights worldwide after the U.S. air carriers canceled about 1,000 on Christmas Day. Now, what this is all about is it's got to do with COVID-19 / the Omicron surge. People are absolutely going nuts over the Omicron.
That's exactly what's happening, Captain. And to a great extent, because the Omicron seems to have light symptoms comparatively to any kind of other COVID Delta variant, for example, it's a lot of people scratching their heads why this enormous reaction to this when it doesn't seem to be making people extremely ill.
I have got multiple discussions here from multiple sources, scientists now, not just doctors, but scientists, saying that this is nothing more than the common cold on steroids.
Right. And so one of the things, of course, when COVID first became a thing was that you didn't want people to have to go to the hospital,
right,
and you didn't want them to die. Well, it looks like with the vaccinations, with the boosters, it looks like anybody who does get any kind of Omicron infection, at least from what we've heard so far, seems to have those relatively mild symptoms or no symptoms at all.
Correct. And a lot of the people who are in the hospital, hospitalized right now, either have not had all of the shots that they needed to have, number one, or number two, they had no shots at all.
Well, that's exactly
right. And they're not telling, the press is not telling the people this. They're going, oh, they've tested positive. Oh, they're not telling the true story.
Well, they're not. So I wonder, Captain, what is the real goal here? Is it to have zero positive cases, or because we see things like happening around the world, New Year's fireworks celebrations in major cities, they're being canceled. Large gatherings are being prohibited. Cruise ships are now being turned away from certain ports of call, especially places like Puerto Vallarta, and because you have crew and some passengers testing positive.
Yeah. Now, this mess is coming about partially because of Dr. Fauci and partially because of what D.C. has been talking about. Now, the terrible news has apparently panicked some people who, instead of thinking through the meaning and the logic of the study about Omicron and the fact that positive people only experience mild cold-like symptoms, instead of toggled into this message because of Mr. Little Dr. Fauci. We need to change public messaging urgently to save lives, as half of the people with cold-like symptoms now have COVID.
Well, right.
But it's not COVID.
Well, no, it's the Omicron variant.
Correct.
But one of the things, Captain, you know, Dr. Fauci maybe should say something more akin to, this is highly transmissible, and you can, if you have certain cofactors, you need to be incredibly careful. In other words, warn the public, but don't send the public into a state of thought that, you know, this is it, we're going to another huge problem, we're going to have to shut things down, we're going to have school, what's going to happen?
Hold the fort here, folks, because change the messaging. Why do we want to change the messaging? Because the fear tactic crap like Biden's warning of a winter of severe illness and death wasn't scary enough, or because the silly hyperbolic warning didn't come anywhere even close to tracking with reality, so the majority of Americans have just ignored it, which they have. They've ignored it. And why wouldn't they?
Well, here in California, where we have an indoor mask mandate, I've noticed that there are several locations, businesses or otherwise, that simply aren't enforcing that. But people can wear a mask if they choose to, but so many people, Captain, from across the political spectrum at this point, they're done with these mandates.
Well, that's true. And it seems to me if mild cold symptoms are all most Omicron-positive people are experiencing, and assuming that they might pass the virus to would-be people in turn only experience the same similar symptoms, why the hyperbolic concern? Why Biden's ridiculous warning of a winter of severe illness and death? They're trying again again for the control of everybody that's out there scaring the bejesus out of you. And by the way, U.S. doctors interviewed this week said that while they're seeing record positive results from children's coronavirus tests, the vast majority of cases so far have been very mild and look a lot like the common cold. The kids aren't getting sick.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people seem to get a cold, you know, prior to COVID, have the similar symptoms, and they sort of, they'll stay home if they're sick in many cases. But typically, Captain, this is, I think the big question is, you know, are we going to stop it all with the tactics that they're using? I think the answer is clearly no. It's not going to stop it.
Okay. Meanwhile, over at the most trusted name of news, you know who that is?
Wouldn't that be CNN?
Yeah, that's their trademark. The most trusted name in news. Yeah, give me a break. The Omicron, this is their headline. Omicron is spreading fast. Really? Okay. Well, this Omicron variant of coronavirus is spreading quickly in several countries where it's been discovered. Even if it causes only mild disease, and that's far from certain, nonsense, it's totally certain because of what we keep hearing, that could still mean people end up in a hospital and maybe a few of them might die. However, it's killed at least one person in the United Kingdom. You heard me say that. One in the United States. You heard me say that. There are 10 people in the hospital in the United Kingdom. You heard right. Most of them were vaccinated, according to government authorities. And every single case that's coming through the hospital is now COVID. Again.
That's right. And, you know, it's terrible if one person gets sick and succumbs to any illness. But we also know, Captain, that many, many people die of, many thousands of people pre-COVID would die of the flu each year. And so what it does, it points up the notion that you still have to be very careful.
Yeah.
You have to take precautions.
Yeah.
And if you have certain cofactors, talk to your doctor.
Well,
what should I be doing?
The early indication suggests that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus typically causes disease that is mild. Now, you notice I used the word disease. It's actually more like the common cold. But even if that turns out to be true, mild means, are you ready, folks? No big deal.
I think a lot of people have had the variant, the so-called Omicron variant already, just like they may have had Delta, but they didn't exhibit any symptoms, or they maybe had some mild symptom. I know that there's a concern of being able to pass it on to other people, for example, but again, I think you fall back on the notion that, you know, you have to take reasonable precautions on things. But I think most people often think that they're no longer reasonable.
Well, remember, they keep pushing the tests, they keep pushing the vaccines, and they keep pushing the idea of a pandemic, and they're wrong on all three.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The VP's New Year's resolution helped strengthen voting rights as Vice President Kamala Harris appeared on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday morning and doubled down on the importance of passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Harris saying the stakes are too high to leave the issue unaddressed, expressing exasperation with half of the Senate for refusing to debate the legislation. For now, it all remains at a standstill. A new shortage, a glass bottle shortage affecting wineries and distilleries across the nation. The owner of a whiskey distillery in San Diego says they're living bottle to bottle a day at a time. Supply chain issues aren't just limited to bottles, of course. Distilleries and wineries also say they're having a hard time just getting a hold of corks and labels as well. And the demand is only increasing just ahead of New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I most certainly will. Thank you very much, Kyle. You know, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't take Relief Factor. I have been taking it now coming up on 7 years in January 2022. And I've been taking it because it works. Now, I kicked the habit. I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril, which has some side effects to it, which I didn't care for. It was making me tired when I wasn't supposed to be. When it wore off just like you drop a rock and you'd be in more pain when it wore off than you were to begin with. So I decided to try something different, and I wound up on Relief Factor. Now, the reason Relief Factor is so successful, and that it works for me and probably would work for you, is because of the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's response to inflammation. And it will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, here's the good thing about it. I have arthritis in my right shoulder, bursitis in my left wrist. My spine has been fused, and you all know about my left leg and ankle and foot and the swelling and all that stuff I go through there. And I will take the Relief Factor, and it will just stop. It will stop. Whatever discomfort I'm in will stop because I keep it in my system as much as I can by taking it twice a day. Now, you can take it more than that if you have to. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it only costs $19.95 to get it started. That's the three-week quick start. And you get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. relieffactor.com/captain. And try the three-week quick start and see if it will do for you what it's done for tens of thousands of other people. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Any more news we need to know about on the weather front?
Well, of course, we're tracking, again, all these mountain passes. We're going to survey them again, but we've got a lot of cold temperatures where every
Montana's freezing cold.
Well, in Montana, we've got some temperatures, Captain. For example, just looking at them right now, Billings, Montana is at -3. Helena is at -10, and Great Falls at -19. So, but also they've got some, in some places they've got some clearer skies at this time, so that means that that heat won't be held in very easily in many cases.
Yeah, I used to know Helena. She moved to Helena. Okay.
That's right, Helena. That's right.
Yeah, newsflash, everybody. I'm as tired of reading about, as you are hearing about, COVID-19 and the Omicron variant. And, of course, there's just one thing. It turns out that there's a legitimate reason to panic over Omicron, on the left, that is. If you're on the left, based on the results of a new study, it's hard for people with Omicron to distinguish it from a common cold. So they're confused. They don't know what it is they've got, Kyle.
Well, that's right.
And they all go running to the hospital.
Right. Well, a lot of people, I mean, understandably so, they've been very frightened by...
And why do they go running to the hospital?
Why is that?
Most of them are not on insurance. They're on Medicaid or Medicare.
Think about that
for a minute.
Yeah.
Because I found that out yesterday, too.
Yeah. Well, and of course, there's a lot of testing going on, and when you have that much testing, in terms of just blanket testing, not necessarily testing because you had symptoms, well, you're going to get a lot of positive cases, and that's inflated by the government.
Well, according to a COVID symptom study, which was created by the doctors and scientists of Massachusetts General Hospital, the Harvard School of Public Health, King's College in London, and Stanford University of Medicine. Those are all great conservative institutions, right?
Right, right, right.
Well, listen to what they said. If you or someone you know has a cold right now, chances are pretty good it's COVID-19. Again, and Biden and the Democrats are the ones hardest hit because they're the ones that are running, I say, to the hospitals to get checked. And they're going, oh, my God, I'm so sick, you got to put me in there, I'm going to die. I mean, honest to God, Kyle, this is what's going on.
Well, it's, again, the part of the one-size-fits-all approach. Everything is COVID. And people don't just get a sore throat, but you've got COVID. You know, and so it's much more scary. It's much more dramatic, and so forth, because they're still trying to make a narrative. Now, if people exhibit particular symptoms and they need to get tested or checked, of course they should. But what happens is you have the politicians who capitalize on all this.
Well, the ZOE data clearly shows that the most important symptoms are no longer a new continuous cough, a high temperature, or a loss of taste or smell. For most people, an Omicron positive case will feel much more like a common cold.
Right.
And you need only to ask a friend who's recently tested positive to find this out.
Right.
But they're not going to the hospital, the vast majority of them.
Well, that's true. I think a lot of people, they may stay home from work a couple of days if they're working. They might treat it as if they have some mild symptoms and it wouldn't occur to them that they have Omicron. But the news media tells you that it's more than likely this or that. Now, why would it be so important to have a nation full of Omicron positive cases? Well, of course, Captain, it means that politically you can continue to make the case that no matter what, you have to have universal mail-in balloting, you get to shut down other stuff, you get to, you've got flights that are canceling, you've got ships at sea that are having difficulties, they have to return to port, or what have you, because some of their crew is down, and then of course all the close contacts of the crew, they also have to be isolated. So now you can't really sail the ship properly or attend to the passengers, this kind of thing.
Well, we've all been talking about Joe Biden's evident cognitive issues for some time now, correct?
Oh, yes.
But surprisingly, suddenly, so now is CNN about Biden's confusion and his lies about providing test kits for Americans. He is so desperate right now, so desperate, that he's come out and he's talked about all these test kits. He's given a plan to provide 732 million test kits to Americans to deal with the anticipated surge in desire for them for the holidays. Biden rejected that plan. He rejected it. He didn't give it anybody anything like that.
Right. Well, it's getting harder for President Biden, and it's really quite evident. Even the other day, Captain, he was on the call, and you had the guy saying, "Let's go, Brandon."
Yeah.
And then he kind of was, "Okay, yeah, I agree." And this.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Yeah, okay. You know something? The media went after him and tried to bury him. I don't know how that's working out. But he also did something else. Okay. He's been talking about pills and test kits, and he spoke about wishing he thought of increasing testing kits for people 2 months ago before COVID hit here, saying that COVID rather than Omicron.
Well, right. He seemed to confuse the ordering of the...
But that's what the American people are doing right now. They're calling it COVID. It's not COVID. It's the variant.
It's the Omicron variant, which seems to act much differently than the Delta variant, for example.
And by the way, Biden thought about upping the testing kits before. He promised them back in March and then again in September. But he didn't act on that promise. And just the other day, he promised to provide 732 test kits to Americans. And that deal was anticipated to be done by the holidays. But then he rejected the plan.
Right. Well, I think, Captain, also back earlier in the year, it wasn't evident yet that his poll numbers were going to be so abysmally bad and cratering the way that they're doing now.
He's done.
Yeah, and so now they have to look ahead to 2022. The prevailing wisdom is that not only because the party's out of power is going to make some gains, but it is, in fact, because the poll numbers are so bad, the perceptions are so terrible that they can't win. So now they need something else in order to try to build this up again. Omicron's a real variant. It's a real virus. People have to take real precautions. But they want to use it to their advantage.
Yeah. And while CNN didn't pick up on every aspect of the issue that we're talking about here, their reporter, Jeff Zeleny, certainly called out Biden's confusion and chastised him for the fact that he didn't take any responsibility for the lack of testing. And Zeleny also pointed out, just with the Omicron, Biden has already had more than a month to address the question, and he's done nothing.
Nope.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got a lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
The city in the middle of the drive.
a lot of miles, and that's our most requested song of the year. You'll hear it again probably New Year's Eve, but I'll tell you right now, that goes out to LJ, because I know LJ likes that song. And Kyle, what do you think?
I love that song, too.
Yep, okay, well, we got two votes for that. All right, let me just read real quick what's going on here. Folks, significant snowfall will be measured in feet, continuing in portions of the West Coast mountain ranges of the Sierra Nevadas, as well as the Sierra Madres. And the Intermountain West was record cold for parts of the West Coast, especially across Montana. Now, heavy snow and dangerous cold wind chills are expected in the northern plains and upper Midwest through tonight and tomorrow. Now, heavy snow and gusty winds will also impact areas over in the East Coast. We've got snow right now in upstate New York. They've got snow across central Pennsylvania. And we've got the Lake Effect snow machine starting to kick in further up the line north to Syracuse. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, we have some avalanche warnings to tell you about tonight.
I don't doubt it.
And that is up near Reno, Nevada, for example, up in northern Idaho and northwestern Montana. We've also got just essentially coming down the Interstate 15 and parts east of there, mostly through Utah, also in the Aspen area, Telluride, so coming across I-70, coming out of Denver, so forth. So you definitely have these conditions that are coming together. Now, that being said, we mentioned Reno, Nevada, and, of course, Donner Pass. Right now it's 16 degrees. It's a lot of snow and several more feet of snow between now and the next 24 hours or so. Also, gusty winds as well. So be careful in that area. Let's continue with some mountain passage. Cabbage Hill, 25 degrees. Also, snow flurries right now and black ice on the road. Let me reiterate that, black ice on the road. So be warned of that. Fourth of July pass. Up near on I-90. You've got 21 degrees, snow on Monday. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho right now reading at 22 degrees, also snowing in that area. Snoqualmie Pass, 15 degrees, Captain, snow, and then icy and compact snow and slush being reported on the roadways. And so especially at these high elevations, you're going to get snow, you're going to get winds. And by the way, folks, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, areas that don't typically get snow, lower-lying areas, valleys and so forth. So wherever you're traveling, you definitely need to be aware of this. And if you don't need to travel, then do the better part of valor on that. But, of course, our trucker friends are going over the road, and we want to make sure that they know where a lot of this stuff is happening. Portland, Oregon, 32 degrees. Snow should be clearing a little bit on Monday. Seattle, Washington, of course, Lumen Field, they had to take the snow off the field there on Sunday.
That's right.
They've got some snow showers in the mix there. Boise, Idaho, looks like they've got snow in that area, 26 degrees right now. Idaho Falls, 22 degrees and snow. So you get the idea. All across the Pacific Northwest, it's either a winter storm warning, winter storm advisory. It's a lot of snow, and we've got more storms, by the way, coming in to Southern California over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, folks, there is a winter storm warning all the way from Portland, Oregon, all the way down to Redding, California on I-5 right now, a winter storm warning. So you can just imagine what's going to happen there the rest of today. Now, let me get up into North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and over into Michigan. Starting in North Dakota, about two-thirds of North Dakota is under a winter storm warning. Regular snow where it's starting to taper off in the southwestern corner of North Dakota right now is happening. South Dakota, you've got a general snow coming across I-90. You'll have that snow all the way across into Wisconsin, and then you'll run out of it when you get down past Madison, but the snow is moving to the east, so I would imagine you're going to have it all the way to Chicago eventually. Now, up in the northern part, up on 94, you've got from almost the Montana line all the way across Minnesota through the Twin Cities, a winter storm warning right now. And as you heard me mention, George, our friend up there in Burnsville, told us that the snow was being blown off the road. The plows are doing a good job of getting it scraped off the road with the winds and whatnot. But what was coming in now was rain and sleet on top of the snow, which makes it very slippery, and you can't really tell you're driving on black ice until you hit it. You hit one of those bridges at about 65 miles an hour when you should be going about 40, you'll find out where you're going to wind up, and it's not going to be on the road. So there you go. Now, moving across the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, lots of snow tonight, all the way across. Michigan, down below, you've got snow to Detroit, snow over to Lake Michigan, snow along I-94 going that way. You've got some snow starting to kick up the lake effect on Lake Erie. It's just now starting in around Toledo, and it's patchy over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. We do have what looks like to be some frost down in the southern part of Indiana tonight. So the temperatures have started to drop there a little bit. Now, upstate New York, I-81, all the way from Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, actually Harrisburg, from Harrisburg all the way up to Lake Oneida, Oneida Lake, you've got snow all the way up through there. You've got snow on I-90 from about Weedsport all the way over to Utica, maybe as far as Schenectady right now. You've got snow down on I-80 all the way across from the Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New York line right there in that little corner by Poughkeepsie, all the way across I-80, all the way through Snowshoe, all the way almost to Ohio, and eventually that'll all kick in. I-81 going south, down towards Maryland, you've got snow down there. You've also got a huge patch of dense fog right now across I-10 from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way across to the Louisiana line, and then you've got some fog starting to settle in New Orleans right now. Now, coming out of Mobile, I-65 going north up towards Birmingham, you've got fog all the way. You've got fog in Montgomery, I-85 all the way to Atlanta, and all the way up into South Carolina. You've got fog around the Georgia metropolitan area, and it's also coming back down I-75 all the way down to about Ocala, and Wildwood looks like right now might have some fog settling in. Okay. Hold that thought. The Pilot and Flying J is the best place to be. That's who brings you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.